Delaware sucks.
Delaware for sure
right
sucks.
Behind bad. New Jersey. New Jersey blows.
Nah, New Jersey has good things about it, though.
Nah. Yeah, I would say New Jersey is...
Like, the Pine Barrens are cool.
Yeah, you haven't seen much of Jersey.
There's tons of, like, just beautiful lakes.
Yeah, Delaware flat out sucks. Yeah, Delaware sucks on, like, a depressing level. Jersey's, like, comically shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Jersey has, like...
that's pretty good. Yeah.
There's,
yeah.
like, little spots in Jersey that
no
are
offense,
really
Gardein.
Nice.
Yeah,
Gardein's neighborhood's nice.
But there's spots in Jersey that are genuinely nice. Delaware's like this flat wasteland.
Yeah, it's all
that
like
goes
fucking...
on until you get to the beach, and then the Delaware beaches kind of blow.
Yeah, they do.
And they've been, I don't know if you know about the Delaware beaches, but, you know.
We're homo?
Boys are down. The boys moved. Delaware basically is so shitty, it compressed. All the gay dudes are like, nah, and they just concentrated in one area.
Yeah, we'll take this one.
Yeah,
like, well, like, the rest of Delaware, like, when you drive from the top of Delaware to the bottom, it's the same thing until you get to the ocean.
Yeah.
It's just a flat fuck it mall, and there's no, like...
Out of nowhere, though, dudes just talk differently. Like, once you get down to, like, Smyrna and shit, they all
true.
Sound different.
Dude, the wild country. Thing was like, when Zeus fuck? Ran away. Zeus ran away on the border of PA and Delaware, got picked up in Delaware. Where I had to go pick him up was like the South.
What?
Oh, it gets so
it
country.
It was wild. Like their like lost dog thing was way down. And it was like on
once
a farm.
Once you go south to Wilmington, it gets so fucking hillbilly.
It was like a farm and it was like a prison for dogs.
Yeah.
It was wild. It was an outdoor prison for dogs.
Everyone's on opiates too.
Oh, really?
The whole state.
Like Delaware City down there, dude.
Delaware
yeah.
In general, people true. Are like, that's where your boy's from.
Oh.
Big Hunter.
He's anal like anal fuck 6'9".
Hunter is
password anal fuck 6'9".
He is an archetype of Delaware residents.
Yeah, he really
like,
is.
Has all the money in the world and also shoots coke. And like
fucks his niece.
I
yeah.
don't know. That might just be
wait,
him.
It was his niece. Well, Joe Biden did in fact molest children.
Yes.
You can't say he sexually did, but he definitely no, bothered them. He extremely yeah. he bothered them to an extreme level,
yeah,
which technically is molestation.
Definition of molestation, he's done that.
Yeah, he bothered kids immensely, which is makes him a molester in the classical definition of the
yeah,
word.
Yeah, I mean there's a montage, I've seen it.
Yeah, he's literally molesting kids.
But yeah, Hunter Biden is like, when I saw, when he came out on the news, I was like, oh, I went to high school with like 30 of these dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Like they drove BMWs and like crashed them because they were smoking crack and stuff. But then in Delaware, like it's weird the way Delaware is laid out. The private schools are like so wealthy, but then those kids that go to private schools will still hang out with like the worst of juvenile delinquents that are like, like they somehow meet in Delaware.
It's there's so
like,
small.
There's common ground. So like, I remember I would go to parties in high school and you would have like the Biden's kids would be there and then there'd be kids that were like
smoking crack.
Are you like the age of a Biden?
Yeah, there was a Biden a year older than me.
Holy shit.
What? Which one?
I'm not going to say her
the
name.
Snitz?
Oh, it was a lady.
No, nah, what's her name? His
exposed.
Daughter.
The Snitz, yeah.
I don't.
Dude, Ashley. Man. Dude.
It's the first daughter, bro. And you're
come
gonna,
on, man.
Yeah, he showered
I
don't, with her, bro.
I know you have your thing about Joe Biden, but I respect the office. So
right,
whoever's
sorry.
In there.
Sorry.
Can we get it? Can we reach a consensus yeah. here?
I'll respect the office.
I respect the office.
Yeah. Dude, imagine.
Whoever you vote for doesn't matter once that vote's counted. And then
that's your president.
That's my president now.
100%. I couldn't agree 100%. More.
And
I couldn't agree
kids.
More.
I don't badmouth his
I'm
kids.
So excited for the next president, whoever it is. I just can't wait to support them.
I don't vote. I just support whoever wins.
I was on a party on the president so
to
hard.
The point of like almost storming the Capitol for anyone in office.
I saw, I like the dudes who like love cops and first responders. I saw a sign the other day that just said C heart PS outside of something. It's like,
I heart cops.
People was like, love cops, dude.
Yeah, dad was Blue Lives Matter, like hard as fuck for a little while. And then he just had a little run in with law enforcement and immediately it's like, these guys are out to get me. This is a fuck job.
Wait, why? I can't
stop calling everything a fuck job, dude.
He was getting fucked with for some reason. He had to talk to the cops and he tried to come out and explain the situation. They're like, sir, get in your car. And like that whole squad hates when dudes who are younger than them, like kind of big boy them.
Oh, yeah.
And immediately just gets on the horn like, this is a fuck job. This guy's got it out for me. Why the fuck is he doing this?
What was he doing?
It was just stuff that happened to him where like the cops got involved in like something on the road.
Oh, you like got in a moving violation?
Not moving, just like an accident.
Like solicitation?
Yeah. A solicitation charge?
Him and dad were down there doing it.
Like, mind your business.
Has dad ever like brought you out?
Huh?
Has dad brought you out before?
Brought me out?
Yeah, to like.
Like pick up girls?
Yeah, pick up girls and like.
You know he wouldn't do
get
that.
Like half and half.
Yeah, like share a hooker.
Get a half and half.
He would never do that, bro.
I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I think he waits till you're like 32 and dad takes
he'll
you
take
out.
Yeah, when you're 30, Bridge, he'll take you out for
you're
half
almost there.
You haven't been to the Bunny Ranch with dad yet?
No, dude.
Dude, it's such a chillest experience, dude.
Yeah, you think it goes hard.
Dude, you think smoking Chang or DMT is tight?
Smut on this.
Wait till you share a woman with dad, dude. Yeah. It's so tight.
That guy is just goofballing right now. There's legit mom and daughter OnlyFans now.
What?
How do you know that?
How do you know that?
No, no. I saw it on Barstool. It just happened on Barstool.
Your credit card, dude?
Joe, it just happened on Barstool.
It lowers your credit score.
Does that for real lower your credit
score? There's mom and daughter OnlyFans.
Yes.
Where they're like,
that's a risky purchase.
Now, I don't know if they're fucking, but they're both there.
They scissor.
Whoa, I wouldn't even imagine that.
Wait.
They don't scissor. They don't like tripping. Fuck you. It's not incest.
That's the word I was looking for.
What are you talking about?
Tripping.
They just like talk about sex to each other?
They're naked, I guess. I don't know. All I heard was like, oh, that's a mother-daughter OnlyFans.
Oh, so they're like co-hosting it.
They're in an OnlyFans where they probably both get naked for money, but it's them too.
Next to each other, no contact.
No, I don't think they're tripping. That's normal. I don't think they're doing any of that.
That's cool.
You're cool
paying
with
the bills.
Dude, some guy is just screaming in front of his laptop and just shutting it, being like, what have I fucking
that,
done?
Dude, that a lot of that shit happens in Appalachia where chicks will just grip up a real humble like $350 a month OnlyFans where they're like, I'll just put my shit up on OnlyFans and like get some subscribers.
Dude, it'd be like the bottom of OnlyFans?
Just like maybe 200.
How do you know so much about OnlyFans?
I watch a lot of Soft White Underbelly. No, I never subscribed. I never paid for any content. I actually, when I had Brazzers, it was Beer Mike McNabbo 5. I'll never forget.
You had the password.
Paying for contents is the lowest.
Yeah, bro, waking up with like a hangover, realizing you
punching
chilled
your credit
with
card
girls.
Into a porn website.
All right, that's enough, Tom. That's enough.
Dude, I've been there. I'm like deeply single, right. And you're like, dude, I'm
right here.
Yeah, in your own home. In your own home.
But you're like, I'm going to cancel this in 30 days. And then, like, you let that first 30 roll, and you're like, it's actually kind of tough. My friend did it once. He told me.
Dude, I've woken up like with like hot eyes and just like a full fucking hangover with like my laptop open. To like cam girls,
yeah,
like,
there's a level
like,
of,
Jesus Christ.
There's a level of horny where you're getting your wallet out and typing in numbers, you know, and putting in
but
passwords.
But like the thing that's fucked up is you're like, you'll think about it like 17 times and be like, nah, I'm not signing up for this fucking shit. Then one day you're just like,
cards this out. Is it's happening.
Like, it's like Rec Room for a Dream where like everything's slacking.
Yeah.
Like
real
punching
quick
the numbers.
Cuts.
And then you're like, whoa, this is what I've been blocked from. And then you slowly start to realize like it's not any different. You're just a fucking.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. No, that's great. Paying for porn is insane. There's a level of it where you can pay to like direct. You can like write a script and be like, do this.
That's what? A level, dude.
Yeah, there's
that's
a
like
level of porn.
That's thousands.
Yeah, but you can like you can like write a porn script to your favorite porn star, and they'll get a couple grand, and you'll be like, do this exactly.
Are
like
you woken up bleary eyed with this on your
no,
car?
No.
Just with shark eyes.
This is a share zone, dude. We don't you no, know, whatever dude, we say in here stays in here.
Yeah.
No, that these was I read it, dude. The most fucked up thing someone sent me recently. They're like, what are your thoughts on frozen porn?
What's
that shit's fucked up, dude.
Like Elsa and Anna?
No, not Elsa and Anna.
What's
like,
frozen porn?
Like women just freeze, and then dudes are like, oh, what's up? That's what's up. And they start like fucking a
that
chick.
That must be a new one.
Who's totally catatonic.
Yeah, that must be a new one.
Fucked
what,
up.
They freeze like in place?
Yeah.
It's like stuck but frozen?
Stuck but frozen.
Like that movie with Adam Sandler.
They're stuck,
right?
They're stuck in time.
Yeah, the movie where Adam Sandler click. Has a remote. Click. Yeah.
It's click, dude. Yeah. I
used to think about that a lot.
It's whoa, there. Bro. Some guy was like,
I was a ute.
Non-consensual.
I was a ute.
That's what I said. I was trying to figure out like
consent.
It's fucked up when you're watching the ladies just like with their eyes open and the dude's like,
yeah, that's very fucking disgusting.
It's really fucked up, weird. Dude. Someone said like, what are your thoughts on this? And I was like, dude,
you got to look it up.
That's the devil.
You go on to SR immediately, dude. Yeah. When you're in like frozen, like, man, I wish I could freeze this girl right now. And
that's low days behavior for sure.
That's very low day behavior.
Oh, if only this girl had no faculties whatsoever and was frozen in time and I could touch her.
I mean, isn't that like kind of along the same lines of free use?
What's free use?
Free use is just like, dude, when
showing his fucking ass.
Hey,
dude,
what? Man,
what the fuck? You are such a dude. What's what? Free use?
You're spiking again, dude.
Yeah, I'm spiking.
He's just going like, through the categories.
Oh, yeah.
What's free use?
Free use. It's something I stumbled across on my own. I stumbled across free use on my
there's
own.
There's cameras. You don't have to point at people around here.
What's free use?
It's just free use.
Like, bro, you're violating me differently right now.
Free use is the thing Billy told me about like 4 years ago. Fuck. Where like, it's like a consensual thing where you and your chick, you say like, it's mine whenever I want it. And it's just on tap. It's like having a kegerator of pussy in your house.
That's what I thought marriage was when I was like 10 years old. I was like, I can't wait to get married.
I mean, that's what I think marriage is.
No, I was genuinely like, dude, oh, it's so fucking sick when you have a wife. I thought you just like come in and just be like, and just like completely just have sex whenever.
I've had that.
Kind of can.
Yeah.
It's very nuanced.
True. I thought it was like, it was just on. Like my conception of it was like, you just, I just thought like,
bro,
it was,
you good?
I was like, fuck you, dude. Yeah, I thought it was just on site.
I've been using.
You have been using, dude. That fucking, that Changa, man.
You're
that was
sipping on that Changa.
Puff on it.
I don't understand how you say you just like to puff on that casually.
Dude, it's just, I don't understand either. I was about to explain it, but I'm like, I don't know.
Just hot.
Dude, so I come in here. I'm sorry, Kevin, for the motherfucking bros at home. But dude, that's
a sick ad read for Changa in general.
True.
Yeah. Smoke it.
Dude.
I don't think it should be sold.
Well, oh, I don't no, think no, it should no. be sold. Yeah. I think no. it should be taught. I think yeah. it should, I mean.
It should be handed down.
No, but I think they should take like the way they do like voting blocks and pick one person per block to make it for everyone.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
One That'd person would volunteer.
Yeah. Dude. We have to, it has to happen where it's
You're fucking, a Changa head, dude.
I like it.
Yeah, it's very enjoyable.
I respect it, but I wouldn't say I, that's not
yeah,
a thing.
Yeah, but once would, you, yeah, I'm not going to cut you off.
Yeah.
No, you too, for it. Sure.
It's your I'm experience. Telling you.
I respect it, but yeah, the experience for me was like, that was fucking nuts.
Yeah.
I'm just, I got blasted into a literal just fucking torture chamber. I got blasted into a torture chamber run by like multi-dimensional aliens.
It's terrifying.
For like 3 minutes.
Terrifying.
Who just mocked me. They're like, what are you doing dude, here, you idiot?
Dude, Butterly said the same thing. He said when he smoked DMT, he like got in a car with, I think
he got hijacked. He got kidnapped.
Yeah, but he said someone just made fun of him for having a wife and kids for like the entire time. He kicked her out of the car. I think. Don't quote me on that.
No, mine was really just kind of like, same thing happened to me on 5 grams of mushrooms where it was like, dude. Like, you think you like, this is what you want? This is fucked up stuff. And I was like, this is crazy. And he's like, dude, you're such a pussy about your day-to-day reality. You got to start milking that for all it's worth. And the whole time, I'm like, I'll be such a good boy. Just send me back, please. I'll be such a good boy.
Damn, you and Rogan has the same shit.
Must really? Be a comedian
He
thing.
Said they all gave me a finger. Like, dude, stop taking yourself
seriously.
It's so
a top
seriously.
Five podcast thing.
Is it really?
It must be. It must be. Yeah, it must be the top. It must be when you reach the top of the podcast mountain.
Dude, it's cold on top of the mountain.
Like, I'm sure it wouldn't happen to like Steve O's Wild Ride.
Well, you know they say, you get to the top of the mountain, you realize there's only lightning up here for you.
That's true.
I believe it was a quote from Nietzsche. That was from Rodney Mullen from the Tony Hawk documentary.
Rodney Mullen is the coolest guy in the world.
I still haven't worked on Become a Punk.
Yeah. I fell off. That was the most confusing shit ever.
What?
I was fucking like an hour in to doing the mushrooms and Tom rolled up and he's just like, yo, did you shelf it? I was like, no, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
What?
Like, he was asked if I shelfed the fucking other candy bar under the bed. I was like, no. And he goes, is there
he accused you of hiding?
Yeah. He's like, is there a punk store here? I was like, a what? It's like a punk store, bro. What are you talking about?
You're getting punk. You got some ink.
Yeah.
I have. No, but
you got
some
ink, bro?
I need gear.
Yeah, ankle ink.
Hold on. What does this have to do with you hiding mushrooms?
He came up
I
to
came
check
up
on
to
me.
Check on him. Oh, just, he was awake, so I asked him if he hid the other mushroom bar.
So you started fucking with him?
We were just having
just
a good
a little
time.
Banter.
And then I was looking for a punk store because I was watching the Tony Hawk documentary, and I decided I was going to go punk while he was on, like, just something to do.
That's a nice move.
Because I'm turning 40. I was like, I got to do something.
So true.
I was going to go just full 40-year-old punk.
Nice.
And I lost Steve.
Parrot head, dude.
You should hit Margaritaville.
Dude.
I got to go somewhere.
No, you would smash in a parrot head circle. Yeah.
I would smash.
That's a pirate looks at 40 right there, bro.
That's for sure, dude.
I might bleach my hair this summer.
Think about
it, dude.
Do
fuck it.
Yeah, what the
I
fuck?
Might go parrot. It's a good idea.
Parrot head would be way more your vibe. Punk's not your vibe, dude.
Yeah, but the Tony Hawk documentary, while you're watching it, you're pretty much a pro skater.
Yeah, dude. It's the best documentary.
I was like watching a thing and like, I was like, I think I've done a 900.
I have,
and then after like the shows, I was like, "Nah, I actually never skateboarded." But it's did you watch it?
Yeah, dude, I
definitely did. A what's it called? McTwist.
You didn't do a fucking McTwist, dude. You might have been the worst at skating out of everybody.
That's not true.
That's so true.
Who's better, Matt or Bill? You?
I have no idea.
Matt.
I
went Matt.
I mean,
freestyle. Matt, Billy,
Vert? You're saying Billy's a better Vert.
You're Vert.
No, Vert, Billy.
Billy, downhill have you jam. Been on Vert?
Was I ever afraid to drop in? Tom does. Yo,
downhill jam.
That's you, all you.
Yeah, I'll give Tom that. I'm a soul skater though, so I'm not. No, gonna
I
sit sucked
at skateboard. I never skateboarded.
I've seen you jump 3 times. I've seen you physically jump 3 times.
Can you dive in a pool yet?
I can't dive in a pool. Dude, I didn't grow up with a pool like you guys.
You did though.
I grew up in the first half of the family. We didn't.
There was
a pool
there.
I was fucking 14 when it came. I was smoking dope. I wasn't diving.
Dad said there was a pool.
They canceled it.
Your next door neighbor had a pool. He said everyone would swim in it, and you would stare outside the window. Oh, with your big ass.
I was smoking Changa. You were. I could never dive. I still can't do it.
Hey, you got to break the barrier.
I can't
dude.
Swim.
Dude, you can sit here and smoke Changa like 10 times. You can't just put your head before your ankles and jump in the water.
I physically can't do
you
it.
You get like water in your ears and nose and
I'm
shit.
I'm telling you, I get up every intention of diving into the pool and I pencil.
And that's okay, dude.
It's just there's a part of my body that's like.
Nah, you stapler.
Yeah, it's kind of stapler. Like I'll kind of be bent.
Yeah.
But my body just won't do it.
That shit gets chicks wet when they see you jump in.
Like that. Jump like that in a pool and hopped out.
Oh, when you jump into water like a kangaroo.
Oh, you jump into water like sheepishly. I can't swim, dude.
Can you kneel and then go head down?
No. What? Dude, I was on a swim team in Havertown.
Were you really?
I was on a swim
Were
team.
Were you Karakung?
In Karakung, in a Speedo, up on the stand, stop, and I would literally jump in the pool and then start swimming, and I would lose races by like... 2 pool legs.
Dude. When we were kids, we all ran track in 5th grade. They stopped the mile because he was 2 laps behind. They had to pull him off.
I was running
backwards.
I was running track, right?
He was like Mario Kart when you go the wrong way.
Dude, they just stopped it. They were like, Tom, come on.
I was running track one time.
That's fucked.
And the coach pulled me aside and was like, stop. Fucking around. You don't have to try to make everyone laugh. I was like, what are you talking about? They're like, there's no way you run like that. I was like, dude, that's how I run. And he was and he like benched me.
Really?
He was like, there's nobody runs leaning like that. And I was just like,
okay.
And I let it go. I was like, whatever. The guy was just weird. And then like a couple months later, we're in school and I was like making fun of some girl and we were going back and forth. And she was like, at least I don't run like you. And everyone started laughing.
Oh my God, bro.
And to this day, I still don't know how I ran.
It was funny.
I've never seen you run.
I vaguely remember you running.
I never run, dude.
You ran like you love Zeppelin.
I never have a reason to run.
I hear you, dude.
I'm always just so grounded.
You stand and face it.
What? I stand and face it, dude.
You told me a long time ago.
I don't have a fight or flight reflex.
No reason.
You're like Prince Andrew, don't sweat.
I'm like Prince Andrew, I don't sweat, dude. And I don't remember much.
The fucked up shit is what Spade told me Father fucking Dub said to him.
What?
Father Dub.
Father Williams.
About what?
About being a big boy.
You might not remember this, but when we were...
Fucking crazy.
Me, you, and Fed were doing a funeral or a wedding. And me and you were the candle.
Oh, you were all the boys.
Okay.
And Fed was bearing the cross.
Okay.
Father Williams came in kind of like half cocked. I was making fun of how small I am because he asked me how tall my mom was. I was adopted. So my mom was 5'9". And he just laughed and he was like, a boy should be taller than his mother. And I was like 13, dude.
What?
I might have been 5'1".
Bodied him.
Your mom's 5'9"?
My mom was 5'9".
Your mom was like 5'9", 36, 32,
30. Yeah, she's
long mom, bro.
What? What were you saying?
She's a pretty lady, dude.
She's a very beautiful woman. Breathtaking woman.
You have a beautiful wife as well.
Thank you.
What a fucking pervert.
What? It's not a pervert. It's a compliment. His mom was stacked.
Yeah, you don't start hitting him with measurements like your trick daddy, bro.
Tom doesn't remember because my mom was in a wheelchair for most of his experience.
I'm talking about she's a beautiful woman, too.
What a fool.
About. Stop. This has gotten derailed.
You said his mom was stacked?
I didn't say that.
Bro.
You just said his mom was stacked, dude. Clear as day. It's on the tape.
I'm talking about
different mom.
Different mom.
Yeah. And multiple moms.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Lucky.
The two moms.
Lucky. It's
all good. Like Billy. Billy has a lot of daddies.
Does Billy have a lot of daddies?
He's on OnlyFans.
Bro.
Dude.
Dude. Just chill. Dude. Obviously just chill. We could go to blows. It'd be over.
Nah, we're not doing
how
that.
Much?
We're not about that. We're not about that.
They're going to end. Dude, we're trying.
We came down here to give people the Changa.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that shit was...
Almost turned Noah into a South Street dude.
Oh, dude.
Noah, I thought he was orange juice, man.
17 like, minutes fuck. Out, dude.
Noah went into full fucking like street urchin mode, dude.
I was going to drop him at like 4th and South and be like, have a nice lunch. You're a glass of orange juice. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Yeah, Noah was gone, dude.
I thought he was an urban legend. I was like, fuck.
I did it this time.
Yeah, dude.
That show, that was, every teacher I had in high school told me that stupid ass orange juice story.
There supposedly was an orange juice man.
In Delaware?
I think he was in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I'm was just, he a normal, I'd love to do a deep dive to find out, like, was he actually a normal person? Was it just schizophrenic?
No one ever saw him. Like, it was just this rumor of someone took acid and they thought they were a glass of orange juice. And it, if you went near them, they thought you would tip him.
Yeah, I've heard it 100 times. Yeah. There was like five different variants of the same
like
story.
No one ever met the orange juice man.
Yeah, same with Midgetland.
He was like the cookie.
Midgetland's real.
Midgetland's real.
Yeah, I've been there.
Chill. Midgetland was real. Yeah. Yeah, short stop signs. That was a real deal.
Yeah.
What and about the midgets chase you.
It's in Ridley by Taylor Hospital.
You're fucking with
me. Was the cookie game real?
What?
Was the cookie game real?
What's a cookie game?
Yeah, so he's having, like, people talking about the cookie game?
No.
When we were in school, people would be like, kids at St. Francis play the cookie game, and like they all would jerk off in a circle.
Last one to finish eats
the
cookie.
Last one to finish eats the cookie.
This shit is foul, dude.
Bro. I don't think anyone's ever done that.
I don't think anyone's ever done it.
I remember like when I was at Temple, dudes from Glen Olden like had no problem having sex with the same chick. Like they would all run train on chicks. I thought it was so bizarre.
Wait, like
they would both bang a chick at the same time, like devil's threesome.
That's weird.
And they were just like, yeah, it's sick, dude.
Yeah, that's not. No, that happens. That's like a high school thing. That's like there's just like squads of dudes that'll. Were they a lot of athletes do that?
Not this one, bro.
You're what? A good boy though.
Devil's threesome? No thanks.
You would bat. But you're both there. You're both torqued. You're gonna step aside and be like
100%.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm not doing this.
Shit's sus, bro.
It's sus for sure. But
getting naked with another dude, regardless, is sus.
What about for sports?
Huh?
What about for sports?
I never did.
Yeah, you would get naked for sports, but not to get pussy with a dude.
I'd keep my boxers on
in the shower.
I wouldn't take a shower, bro. I'd go home, and take a shower.
That's SDE.
What's that?
Small dick energy.
Dude, that's okay.
No, that's chill. That's a good move.
Dude, I know a dude who got into a devil's threesome.
Yeah.
Right? And this wasn't me by any means.
For sure.
So clarify that. He was like, him and this dude and this chick were all hanging out and they all started having sex, right? Mm-hmm. So he was on the box and the other dude was doing PIM.
Yeah.
And and he was like doing his thing, pumping away, right? And like she was blowing the other dude. And then she like sat up and was like, switch. And then the dude switched from PIM to PIV. And then the dude I knew went up to PIM. And as soon as the other dude started plowing, she forgot he was in the room and he just stood there with his fucking wang out while this chick was just gone off the dong.
Oh, no.
God damn it.
This is why you don't partake in this.
He just stood there and she like stopped blowing him and everything. It was just gone.
Oh, like the dong just took it over.
And he said the fucking jackrabbit came out and was just like, bop, 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 bop.
He was just nailing it.
He was just sitting there like going soft, watching this dude just fucking 100% invent sex.
That's like a traumatic experience.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
So I'm not trying to.
He might have been into it though.
Why didn't he fucking like speak up?
Because dude, it was just like squeaky wheel scenario. Two people were reinventing sex in front of him.
Yeah, I'd want to just like.
And he just was there. He wasn't in the room anymore.
Nah, he could have fully reasserted himself.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Then you're begging, bro.
I mean, dude.
Just a sad sitch all the way around.
That
honestly.
Sucks.
If you look at it that way, maybe
so the
been,
dude turned around,
celebrated their eroticism.
So the dude just—that's true too. I would have completely celebrated.
I don't remember how it finished. Maybe he tapped back in. I just remember he told me the story.
Who's your boy that told you the story? Which guy is
What's his name right now?
I'm not gonna
say. No, I'm saying, is he the jackrabbit guy? Or
no, he's the dude.
The other guy.
He's the dude who got kicked out of.
I would have went through her drawer and like found one of her toys and just toyed myself.
I don't know if she was hosting.
Oh yeah, true.
She might not have been hosting.
That's why I usually carry. I usually carry toys like that to an event.
She was saying toys. That shit's the creepiest stuff in the world.
Toys.
The funniest shit is my boy.
Play.
I know this dude. You know this dude.
Yeah.
He claims that someone told him. He's like, dude, my boy guy was getting a blowjob under the L. And then he reached down in the middle of the blowjob, felt in between the legs, going for a little pussy, felt a dick. And I was like, bro, nobody would tell that story. That was you.
Yeah. It was definitely
yeah. It was obviously you, bro.
That's so
yeah
funny.
That's another urban legend. Like yeah, the dude just like didn't come out for a month, didn't talk to anyone, but yeah, eventually he came around.
A
dude just sat in his room like fuck. Shit,
that's at every strip club too. Like there's a dude there, that chick's a dude, you gotta watch out.
Oh yeah
well like a
my
like
21st
yeah,
birthday.
Literally never
sick.
Heard that.
What?
Never
show, heard they that. Always said there was a dude at show and tell.
I never heard that.
Yeah, they used to claim the old Asian lady was a dude.
Yeah.
No, for a fact, she isn't. No, for
he
a
went
fact.
Looking.
Confirmed.
He had
she
an
isn't.
Opposite thing. He reached down and was like, fuck.
You wanted mama. You wanted mama sign.
Drats.
I went there for my 21st birthday.
Yeah.
How was it? Did you get hard?
Bro, you brought me.
I did. That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
They get, you know, they like put you up on the stage and fuck with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did that. And like the chick shoved whipped cream up my nose. And like the whole day, like the next day, my whole fucking face just smelled like rancid milk. It was fucking horrible.
Yeah. The whipped cream probably had fentanyl in it.
Yeah.
It's pure fentanyl. Show and tell.
When did fentanyl come around?
That was way before, brother.
Yeah. True.
Is fentanyl like pretty new?
It's been around. I think it just flooded the streets.
Yeah. Okay. I would say it's probably the 2000s.
Do you understand how it works? 2000s.
Fentanyl?
I think it's a research chem gone wrong.
No, I have no idea.
Well, I'm just saying, like, there's people that, like, it's like, oh, if you fucking put your fingertip on, you're dead. And then there's other, like, black chicks on soft white underbelly, like, I have fentanyl lollipops.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
how the fuck's that work?
Well, it's like they have, like, measured doses of, you know what I mean? I think people, when they get off the street, they don't know what it is. So if you had like a lollipop.
But how are you measuring that little bit of amount if you can reach into someone's pocket and fucking die from it?
I don't think, dude, I don't know.
That might be urban legend.
That's urban.
It's on vids.
What?
It's like lively.
Touching it?
Reaching in and touching it and dying.
Wait, skin, like the skin contact?
Skin contact with fentanyl.
Holy shit, bro.
I'd have to see the vid.
That's just what I'm hearing.
I saw a video of a guy landing on the moon one time, dude.
Right on, bro.
The cop reached in, maybe a needle.
I don't
know. There's no, fentanyl's not strong enough to touch your finger.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe.
It's insane. You would have to be, that's not possible.
This is one
I'll touch fentanyl.